أنتم برفقة SBS عربي 24.
اليوم بفقرة أخبار المجتمع أكيد كلكم يمكن تابعتوا فيديو ومنشورات لجون برنار كيروز، الشخصية يلي طغت على وسائل التواصل الاجتماعي ويلي كان من خلاله عم يحذر أرقام الإصابة بنيو ساوث ويلز بطريقة غريبة عجيبة. خلينا نسأله كيف حذر وشو هي العملية الحسابية يلي استخدمها. Good morning, John. صباح الخير.
You're great to be here. Great to be on.
John, خبرني كيف كنت عم تقدر تحذر هالأرقام؟
A lot of people have asked, and it's just maths. A lot of people have said, you know, have you have a source? Do you know someone in government? And honestly, it's called the Kairos probability theorem, and that's the secret.
We need to highlight that.
يعني فورمولا غريبة عجيبة زبطت معك 5 مرات. قلنا إنه قلت لنا إنه أوكي عملية حسابية رح منصدقك لهلأ، ولكن بعد هالخمس أيام يلي حزرتون ما عاد زبطت الأرقام. ليش؟
No, look, I personally think that you know the maths was always right, and you know I think they changed the number to discredit my genius. So that's why they alleged the number was wrong. But you know, I had some fun this week, and you know, I'm going to continue to make content, and there could be more predictions, or it could be more comedy.
I did see a video clip where a lady said that this information, where you got your information from, was simply from a free app that New South Wales has provided for us. Is that true?
That's not true, Jamila, because you know, if that was the case, a lot of smart journalists like yourself would have been using that app. No, so as I said, it's always done through the maths and through, you know, hard arithmetic.
Tell us a little bit more about yourself, John Bernard. What do you do, and what are your future endeavors?
Yeah, I work in marketing, you know, full time, and you know, I live in Sydney. I've got a family of 5. My dad and village is from Shuddy, so I was really happy to come on here. And but yeah, no, I'm a comedian, actor, and you know, I've been making content online on the internet for a year now, and you know, this kind of sudden surge in followers has been unbelievable. It's been a crazy week, and mm-hmm. I've really enjoyed it.
How does that make you feel? You know, are you a TikTok star now?
I mean, yeah, I've been referred to as the TikTok guy. I've been on media all week, you know, and it's been a little overwhelming, but it's been such a fun experience and a big learning to see what it's like in the media and how you get treated, but also like just enjoying it and having fun with it. So I'll take TikTok star, but I'd much mm-hmm. prefer ending up being known as a comedian.
Mm-hmm. John Bernard, being a comedian, this has a lot of ingenuity. It intakes a lot of wisdom to make somebody laugh amidst all the crisis that we are living. Is there a lot of effort needed behind that to make somebody laugh at this stage?
I think, look, I was just being myself. And you know, and that was kind of working at one point of it. Towards the end of the week, a lot of people, there was a lot of pressure to kind of get the numbers right, and people putting that external pressure on you. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I'm just happy to be myself and try and make people laugh or entertain people, because that's what I enjoy doing. And you know, especially in a time like this where you know, we're in constant lockdowns, mm-hmm. and you know, people need to escape, people that are you know, upset or you know, depressed from, you know, not being able to work or haven't been earning incomes for mm-hmm. you know, the last year properly. So if I'm able to put a smile on people's faces during
Absolutely.
A tough time, then I'm happy to do it.
The mm-hmm. therapy of laughter. Thank you for that.
We see that you have the charisma for that, and you did put a smile on people's faces. Let's put one more smile. Can you guess tomorrow's numbers or today's numbers?
Look, I'm gonna guess. It's based on a forecast. I'm still crunching the numbers. I'm not 100% on this. I might put my video out before Gladys does her press conference at 11, but it's going to be in the 50s.
Okay.
So 53 to 60.
Uh-huh. Promising.
Now you're giving yourself a little bit of room, wiggle
the margin
room.
Of error.
Yeah.
What's
the story? Take it into account.
What's the story with Gladys Berejiklian? It's always like we laugh when we hear you say, "Yeah, I got you, Glady."
That's how I refer to her. It's like she's an amta.
Like your auntie.
John, how does it feel to be Lebanese?
Well, I'm very proud of my heritage. You know, my parents, they speak Lebanese and Arabic in the household, and you know, it's a shame. Like my brothers don't speak it as much. I've always wanted to learn it, but yeah, we're very proud of our heritage, and you know, I love my grandparents, and you know, the village of where I'm from. Mm-hmm. And it's a shame that we can't travel to Lebanon until, you know, this is all over. But I'm really excited to get back there once this is all over. Mm-hmm.
So the final question, you work in marketing, but you did introduce yourself as a comedian. Are we going to see any talks in the field of comedia?
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's definitely potential to do something down the line in television, in entertainment. But yeah, I'm going to continue to make content on my Instagram and TikTok, because that's what I enjoy doing. And whatever comes from that, working with other brands or working in entertainment is what I want to end up doing. So definitely down the line, I'll look to pursue that. But right now it's on the side, and my 9-to-5 main job is in marketing at the moment. Mm-hmm.
هل تريدون الاستماع إلى المزيد من هذه القصص؟ استمعوا من خلال أبل بودكاست، جوجل بودكاست، سبوتيفاي أو من أينما تحصلون على البودكاست.